okay. Get addicted to chocolate radio, making you say, mmm, I want my chocolate radio. Addicted talk radio for your ears, and it's about to start. It's something you need to hear. It's chocolate radio, multi-award winning.
Chocolate Radio, the live show here on chocolateradiothelightshow.com. What's going on, people?
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
See, we got a new little thing which we're working with right now. We're supposed to be able to be seen live too,
right? On YouTube. We on a whole new. We're on YouTube right now.
Okay.
We're on YouTube and we're on Hangouts. Yeah, we're on Hangouts.
That's what's up.
So if you guys just tuning in with us here on Mixler, on ChocolateRadioTheLiveShow.com, as well as YouTube, I am your girl, Naomi Banks. I am the sexy voice of reasoning. Right here to my left is my
I'm that dude. See, I jumped in before because I knew what you were saying.
Because you
I know everything.
Right, you're the man that knows all. Right.
About everything.
Right. What's your name? Tell them folks.
Anything. I'm Mr. Know-It-All. I'm the dude who knows everything. And in addition to that, I'm Alexander DeVoe on Chocolate Radio, the live show.
See, it's just getting all fucked up already. And here we got our boy back there, Dog Pound Mike. Mike, what's going on, baby?
What's happening?
What's happening? Well, tonight we got a really great show going on. We got a guest, erotic author. I hope you don't get offended while we calling you an erotic author and writer, Miss Lily Azeem.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Azeem.
Get closer to the mic. Don't be scared. Oh. There you go.
Be careful the way you put your mouth on the mic around him.
Right.
As well as we got a hot topic tonight.
Yes, we do.
You know, we posted it on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and, you know, folks were going crazy.
They went crazy.
Yeah. Right. Crazy about it. All right, so Lily, I know this is your first time here at Chocolate Radio. So we usually have chocolate martinis. I don't know if you drink. Do you drink?
I do.
All right, so
she does.
Somewhere down in the show, we'll you know give you a nice little martini drink.
Right.
Chocolate martini.
Do I get one of those too? Like
I don't know.
You seem like you already kind of turned. We need to keep you there.
See, I have a one drink limit though.
Really?
See, one drink, I'm fucked up. So.
Okay, well, maybe no.
Right.
Yeah.
You drink some water. That's
water.
Drink some water. That's it.
That's all I can handle. All
right, guys. So, you know, last week we started on Mixler.com. You guys make sure you follow us there as well as on, we got a new Twitter page.
Yes, we do.
It's Choco the Live Show.
The Live Show, yes.
As well as we got a new Instagram.
Instagram.
Say it.
Chocolate Radio the Live Show at Chocolate Radio the Live Show, as well as a Facebook page too, Chocolate Radio the Live Show. That's it.
Right, in a brand new website. We are still a part of chocolateradio.net. Don't ever get it twisted. We're just doing something a little different here at Chocolate Radio, the live show.
Yes.
We bring it a little bit more to, you know, to our show.
Right.
And we just didn't want to crowd up chocolateradio.net, right?
Exactly.
Right? All right, so let's kick it off. And we always kick it off with a Who Say What segment.
Say what?
Who Say What?
All right, so you guys know all this weekend shit been blowing up.
It's been going off.
And when I say blowing up, I mean blowing up. Let me ask you, Lily, have you heard about the lady, Rachel Dolezal?
I have.
Dolezal.
That's how you pronounce her name?
Dolezal.
Right.
Dolezal.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
she is the young lady. She's been pretending, excuse me, for the past few years of being a black woman.
Yeah.
Right.
When she's actually
white
woman.
She's white.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, how do you feel about that? You being a black man.
But see, I'm not really black, though.
But what are you? Oh, so you like
I'm a white dude with an incredible tan. See, I revealed that today.
Really,
nobody knew that. But yeah, I'm actually a white man. Yeah.
Oh, so you trying to be black?
No, I'm not trying to be black.
But what are you doing?
I'm a white dude who passes as a black man. I'm like her in a sense because she actually looked black to me. Like when I saw the pictures, she looked black.
You know, to me, you know, I don't know if you guys see her picture right here on the screen, but to me, she didn't. She just looked like a woman that had a tan and just had a bad perm.
With the curly hair? I mean, she had a dude that was similar to yours in consistency and texture and all that type of stuff.
But it looked like a bad perm. Now, Lily, you've seen white women with bad perms.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And that's what she looked like. She looked like, you ever see that tan lady?
Ooh, tanning mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she like tanning? Orange?
Yeah, tanning mom was like super dark though. She's like darker than me.
Right, but that's what she looked like. I mean, not intense with that color, she just looked like a woman with a tan. And she didn't look, you know, mixed to me by
Rachel. I actually looked at the picture today, right? And she looked like she could pass for somebody who was just a light skinned.
Well, you know, I guess is that this, you know, my eyes see totally different.
Right. Well,
totally
I guess, different. You know, because I have a lot of, you know, high yellow people in the family, like with freckles and red hair and stuff. So, you know, like the shades are different. So to me, she looked like a black lady.
Right. No. So would you say because I'm chocolate that I don't have no light skinned folks in my family?
Like a, like a Hershey bar.
Wrong. I'm probably the darkest in my family.
Yeah.
Well, you know, anyway, actually, I found this out about, I didn't even know anything about her until Friday when I was interviewing for Vlad TV.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, did you hear about the lady, you know, Rachel Dolezal? I'm like, no, who is that? Am I supposed to know who she is? Right. She was like, no, she's the president. She was the president of the NAACP.
Right.
And she's been pretending to be black.
Wow. So
I had a face like.
Did you know about that? Did you hear about
that? Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
So what did you think about that?
I mean, I just feel like all cultures always try to be black anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't see what the big, you know, roar is about someone pretending to be black when we have it going on all the time.
Right.
But you know what? I thought that when it first said it, I'm not going to lie. I was like, really? Here's another incident with the NAACP with, you know, some kind of sham as that, as, you know, a white woman pretending to be black to be president of, you know, of the organization. But there is nothing that says that a person that works for the NCAAP, that they have to be of any nationality, of any race. So my question is, why lie?
Yeah, maybe she, I mean, you know, maybe it didn't have anything to do with the job. Maybe she just felt like, you know, she was black on the inside, so she might as well, you know, present outwardly black to motherfuckers, like, you know.
Meaning she had black dick in the inside? Or
No. I mean, like, it's what? Like, maybe she just, like, she felt like she was literally a black person. Like, she just embraced the black culture so much. Maybe one day she just woke up and just like, you know, I just want to be black.
You know something? Hold. I understand that. I do. If you embody your black spirit and if that's the way you really are, why do you have to lie about it? Why would you have to present yourself? Just be who you are.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because even in her, a lot of forms that she filled out, a lot of applications and stuff like that, she marked that she was white. She marked that she was African American.
Right.
And she marked that she was Native American. So right. She marked those three out on every, you know, one. We know she's, you know, white. She's Caucasian. But she's not African American. And she's not Native American.
So how do we know that? Because,
because
I see her mom. I see her mom, though, her mom kind of looks like she's mixed.
Mixed with what? Why are you lying? What are you looking at?
It does look like that.
No,
like she,
that woman
like
looked,
she got a little bit of black somewhere.
No,
you know, float around.
She looked white as hell.
Right.
Well, so maybe got a little bit of black floating around.
But see, she got freckles. See, but she got freckles too. So she might be, you know, the daddy. It may not be her daddy.
What freckles got to do? All of my family have freckles.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? What do freckles have to do with being black or white? What is that?
But I'm saying, like, okay, the freckles come from when the Irish and the black slaves were like mixing together. So she might be. That might not even be her real daddy.
But they're not even Irish.
How do we know?
Because they gave them who they were.
It was German.
But that might not be her real daddy though, because she does to me. She looked black.
Nah.
Right.
You can keep saying that. You was turned on by the braids. You know what that is. And we gonna get on to that subject a little later. We talking about the black men that always want to just date white women.
Why you think that?
Wait, so we gonna go over that because that's closer for you. So we gonna come back to that one though. We gonna come back to that one, okay. Actually. You know, this is a question that I did want to pose out there.
Right.
Because even in society today, that you see a lot of women, especially white women, that are getting cosmetic surgery to look in the form, get our features from our lips to our ass into, you know, the coloring of our skin. So the question is do you think that white American female are obsessed with the black female culture?
No, I just think they just want big asses and big lips, big titties and shit, because curves look good, and that's what dudes like. They like curves.
But who has curves?
Everybody. All women got curves.
No, listen.
They do.
You gotta be real about this, for real. You gotta be real about this. Back in the day, and I remember girls.
How far back we going?
We going back when I was younger.
Right.
So I can't even go back when my mom was younger, but when I was younger.
So you from the Midwest
girls,
too, though, right?
Yes. You had girls that had big, full lips,
right,
and that was dark,
right,
and would get picked on because of those big lips, either called, you know, dick suckers, soup coolers, or something like that, to where now it's more embraced, but it's not embraced, it's embraced on the woman of an opposite color. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll see where you're going with
right,
that.
Right now, the women that had the full round hips and the big asses, right. You know, they wasn't, you know, You know, white men wasn't really feeling that too much.
What you mean?
You know, they wasn't. They were calling a fact.
Nah, see, that's what they're saying. Right. But white dudes been getting it in since the slavery days, right? They've been going after them big lips, little waist, big ass.
But it wasn't acceptable in society.
What you mean?
It wasn't. Where did you see that it was acceptable?
I don't know. Like, I wasn't way back then, but I'm just saying, like, they were impregnating the black
they were raping the black women.
So you don't think, okay.
They were raping the black women.
But they couldn't resist
it. They were raping the black women. Right. I'm going to keep saying this. They were raping the black women.
Right.
They were their bed warmers.
I don't think all of them were being raped, though.
What do you mean?
There were some of them probably, you know, enjoyed that interaction with the massa.
Yeah, so they can try to get their ass out the field.
Right. So I mean, you know. Right.
Hell, and you don't play the role to right. get out the field and work in the house. Right. So maybe it wasn't rape, but it sure wasn't love.
And see, you touched on it a little bit. And that's kind of like where the attitude that black women have originated from.
Right, because you niggas didn't allow that shit to happen and didn't, you know, come and rescue the ones who didn't want that sex.
Hold on.
That's it.
I ain't gonna say. It's not that we didn't want to come rescue. We're coming for get our ass killed.
Yeah, right. it was punk ass mother uncles.
It's like, what could we do? So the black women were mad because not only did they have to take care of the house, do the field, but they also had to be impregnated. So
they were getting torn out of their homes right. while the husband watched. It didn't do nothing.
Is that why y'all mad today? Because of that? Because of slavery? Like,
no, I'm just saying that could be a purpose of it. No, why black
women? So it's genetic.
We get to the
roots now.
Some of you black men don't do the shit you're supposed to be doing. Let's keep it honest.
But I mean, historically,
we didn't do it back then.
It ain't doing it right now. Right, exactly.
But see, now we have an excuse though because genetically, that's how we're bred to be. Like, we're bred to be away from the home.
Wow. That is horrible.
So we can blame everything on slavery because we're about to, you know, dig into this a little deeper. So we're going to go back to the roots of all of this stuff with black women having attitudes.
Well, you're going to go back into that about right. how black women have, because I know why some black folks have attitudes, okay. Especially black women.
Right.
But you know, you do have, you know, black men that got, you know, that chip on their shoulder. Am I right?
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, very much exactly. So like the man owe them.
Right.
Like it's always about the man.
Well, they do.
You know, it's always about the man.
They kind of do. I mean, they's raping our women. So, you know, what can we do?
Y'all's letting them rape our women.
You know something? I'm going to have this defense of my black slaves out there. Because I'm sure it's a bunch of them died trying to defend.
Right.
Come on now. It's a bunch of them died trying to defend their women and their family.
Right.
Is that why it's more black women than it is black men?
Yeah, because they killed all of
us. Get the fuck out.
Well, yeah.
You don't think so?
That's what happened.
Nah.
Yeah. So
I mean, if you go into history, seriously, mm-hmm. more black male slaves have been killed opposed to more female slaves. Why is that? Because of the fear of the black man power. Right. Right. So strength. As a black man got bigger and stronger, what they did is they made the black man impregnate the black woman so she can have more children to do the work, and then they killed the black man off. You know, not taking any defense on anything because slavery fucked up a whole lot of stuff.
You know, but let me say, I don't know all too much of that history, so when I say this,
you don't?
You know, no, not like that, where I'm going into detail right now, but I'm going to tell you what I think was going on. So I heard you, Mike, when you said that, you know, they were breeding. They were basically breeding.
Right.
So you know how they do in Japan, I think it's Japan or something like that, when they have girls, when the firstborn is a girl, the rumor is that the tradition was is to take the, you know, go to the end of the mountain and kill the girl and sacrifice her and put her out. Right. So if they trying to get more black men to be strong, to be in the fields, wouldn't they kill more of the black girls than they will with the black men?
Japan, where it was a different society.
I understand that.
Here in America, they didn't care who, as a child, everybody work because we can control the children.
Right.
As this black man get bigger and stronger, they felt, okay, we can't control him.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And seriously, when you really go back and look at history, that's why a lot of great black leaders were women, because women learned how to read, they learned how to do things inside the house, and they got more knowledgeable to get themselves out of the situation. Mm-hmm. When men got to that point, oh, they was getting killed.
Right.
What? Say that again.
When men got to the point, as they got strong, or if they learned how to read and they do things in power, they got killed, because that's what the white men fear. But as women, they didn't fear that. And that's why black women are so successful now, because they were successful then. You don't think so?
So wait a minute. So you saying to me that there's more successful black women than there are more successful black men?
I don't know.
That's a question. Yes or no?
If we did
some research, it probably is.
Statistically,
because we know a lot of black men are incarcerated in jail and doing things. It probably is.
So is there more women in power that are black, or more black men in power?
Probably black men in power, because this still is a male-dominated society we live in. So it's probably more black men in power. But if you look at the word success, however you want to put it, whether you middle class or upper class, if you look at that thing, black women and black men, if black women ain't leaving, it's very close to being 50-50, I believe.
All right, so let me ask you both of you men this, and also you, Lily, as well. So why is it that black women are still at the bottom of the totem pole? If they're so much successful over black men, and they probably have just as much as power over of black men, why are they still the lesser of everybody?
Because that's the society we live in. Mm-hmm. We live in a society where men still dominate, whether you got more success or wealth. Because it's probably a lot of black women who are breadwinners in their home. But they still let the man dominate and be the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Why though?
No, I'm just go kidding. Ask you. You gotta ask the women for that.
Why though? But what's your answer to
I mean, it depends on how you're gonna look at it, because if we're gonna go back to the historical sense of it, like, you didn't really have the black man in the family unit. So it was the female who was in charge of doing all of that. Because even in slavery times, even when people were freed, the black family was so separate that she had to pick up and then be responsible for everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, that's how it's happened. I mean, it's that way today in many other black society, black cultures, and black parts of the different cities or whatever. It's like that. Mm-hmm. You don't have a black male there, and he can't help that. Like, women look at black dudes like, you're not around. But historically, it's been that way. So it's kind of like the way we see things today is like we were bred to be this way.
Really?
Right.
Really? You know, in a minute, we're going to open up the lines for this. But I want to hear your question first, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your book, Dice Pineapples.
Right.
All right? So what's your thought on what I was just saying, what we were just talking about?
Well, I just feel like society is set up like this. It's man and then woman. So you're saying why the black woman is at the bottom. Well, if you look at society, it'll be the white man, and then the white woman, and then the black man, and then the black woman. And that's just how it's set up.
Mm-hmm.
So until we make it, I guess, out into the world that we need to be higher, we're comfortable there. A lot of women are comfortable being at their low point.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I think that's the reason why it's like that.
Okay, well, we're gonna come back. We're gonna break on that point. Thank you, Lily, for saying that. We're gonna come back on that point, and we're gonna break with our girl Sheree Laree with Mirage here on Chocolate Ready, the live show here on ChocolateReadyTheLiveShow.com.
Me, I can get it. I know.
All right, that was our girl Sheree Laree with Mirage here on Chocolate Radio, the live show here on ChocolateRadioTheLiveShow.com. This is your girl Naomi Banks here. I'm here with my boy Alexander DeVoe. What's going on, baby?
What's up? What's up?
And my boy behind the mic back there, Mike, what's going on?
What's happening? What's happening?
And we have the beautiful Lily Azeem.
Yes.
Lily Azeem
she's
here
chocolate
with
skin
us.
Too. Like she's
yeah,
like
she's
darker,
beautiful chocolate.
She's darker than you, so that will make her what? Your Snicker bar. Like she's a your Hershey.
Really?
Bar.
Did you just go yeah, there?
Hershey bar. But you Snicker, you Hershey.
Definitely went there.
What?
Yeah, but you dark skin. That's what we're talking about,
she
though.
She's chocolate, baby.
Chocolate.
She's pretty chocolate.
And that's what we're talking about today.
Sexy
we're talking
chocolate.
About the difference. We're talking about black women in America and how they're perceived.
Yeah, well, I guess
not just by the black man, but by everybody else.
Right, exactly. And we want to know really how the black women really feel. You understand
right.
what I mean? You know, by that, because, and you just said, you know, during the break,
yeah.
we went into a deep discussion about
yes, we did.
The reasoning of why men are how they are
right.
and why women are how they are is because back 400 years ago, that it was bred in us that this is how it's supposed to be.
But see, Lily had, she illustrated a point.
Yeah,
right.
Lily
Lily did. So what were you saying during the break? What did you say?
No, I was touching on the fact that how we look at our men as weak and how a lot of black men will look at themselves.
Now,
weak.
this is just black women looking at
no,
black
I,
men.
But
like
no,
this.
You can't say that. You can't say that because it's not all black
but
women.
But you said our men.
Right,
because
we're talking about
men.
Because
right.
we're talking about right. black men.
Right, here
right.
we go.
Right, we're talking about black men.
So,
go ahead, Lily.
Well, I was explaining that in slavery, that they would go find the biggest, strongest man, which was called a buck, and then they would tie different parts of him to different horses and tear him apart, so he would be screaming, and everyone would look at him as a weak person.
See, she said tear him apart, and mm-hmm. this is what black women do to black men today, right? So, historically, we're getting back to the roots of it, right?
No, but let me stop you right there.
Tear black men apart.
No.
Right?
No, that's physically.
So now our men are getting torn apart mentally.
Right, but you can't
right.
say. But no, he get ready. Right, he get ready to twist it around. The thing is you got to remember that when a black man is doing something, right? It's a black man, white man. If someone is doing something wrong to someone,
right,
and that person makes notice of it and tell them about themselves, that's the thing. Is the black man or whoever don't want to take responsibility for the lack of what they're not doing. You
okay,
understand
so,
what I'm saying?
So what?
And
I'm
the excuse is now that I see the excuse is because. I can't get away from it because that is how I am bred. That is where I come
right.
from. I was told that I'm a weak man because I was bucked and pulled apart.
Exactly. So
no.
today we have a reason why the black man feels the way he does and why
that's
the black woman feels
no.
the way she does
that's
about.
No.
Because
it's not an excuse.
Black men before slavery.
No.
They were kings and rulers.
Exactly.
And
not everybody
exactly.
was a king or a ruler. But
they still come from a descendant of people being strong.
Yes.
So you can't take on, okay, this small group of black people that came over here and became slaves, and then those men are weak.
So
then you can look back and say, okay, well, I don't want to be like this group of people. I want to be like the men before.
Right.
So here's the question I want to ask you two black women. Okay, when you're little, did your mom instill in you that, okay, black men ain't shit?
No.
Right? Or that you got to look for a certain type of black man?
No.
My mom, let me tell you something. First of all, my mom and my dad was together all the way until my dad passed away
right.
about 5 years ago. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've seen all types of men in my aunt lives, in my sister lives, in my friend's life, even in my life, that all of them are totally different. So my mother just always said, just get you someone that's good, that's going to treat you right. And I think that's for anybody. You understand what I'm saying? So you want, my mother's whole thing is that you find someone that you can build something with.
Yeah,
they don't have to be rich. They don't have to be nothing that respects you, that loves you, that and God fearing. That is her whole thing.
Okay, well, see, you are a different type of a woman then.
What do you mean?
So you come from a different, like you're a different. I could say you're a different breed. Like maybe you didn't come from, you know, that whole line where you were taught to be a certain way. But a lot of females that I, because you're not a dude. Yeah, I'm a dude. Like whatever, you know, I got nuts and all that type of shit. So I'm interacting with females, so I see it from a different point of view. And from the way I see it is like, okay, yeah, a lot of black women do have attitudes, right? And where that attitude comes from, like sometimes you just don't know, right? And they look for certain things in a man, right? Number one, if you're not a baller, then you can't talk to me.
Right, but that like, is not all women, though.
I'm talking. We talking about black women. What? We're not saying.
Yeah, we're talking saying, about black women.
We're not saying all women. We're talking about black women in
not,
particular.
It's not all okay, black
we,
women.
Okay, we're in Hollywood, and you think if you go out to you go out and you want to meet a black woman, like she's not gonna look at your car, like look what you're wearing, look at your fingers, see what kind of jewelry you got on. And if you're an athlete,
you know something, but
this is why you generalizing it too.
No, I'm not. Like I'm being real. I'm being real because I'm a black dude.
That's what maybe 2-3 I can't even imagine that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I'm gonna be honest because I do. Well, I don't live in Hollywood, but I've been here for over 10 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I have. Have I seen gold diggers? Hell yeah, I've seen
they
them.
They don't have to be a gold digger. I'm just saying, generally speaking. Black women are going to present in a different way as others will. And that's part of like, you know.
You know something, DeVoe? I got to stop you on that because.
You do?
You know why? Oh. Because the thing is, you say they got to present in a certain way. It's all where you look at them for. Because if you say out in Hollywood at a club, that's what they looking. So that's what they out there to represent. But if you talk, because most of black women I dated or went with, I met them at work. So they're ready working. I'm ready to work. So it's like they're not looking for a baller because she's like, I'm working just like you working.
But
so,
ain't the guys in the club, I'm sorry to cut you off, but ain't the guys in the club pretending to be ballers as well
but
in
we
Hollywood
not, but we
because
not just,
ain't it all fake?
But we're not just talking about the club. I'm talking about just, you know, you see a black, nice looking black female on the street. You want to just say, hi, how you doing? And then pop up. What's going to happen? The neck's going to start twisting. Like, you know, you'll get all kind of attitude.
That's
like,
are
you
no, talking to me?
That's
like,
not all the time. One, it depends on how you approach.
Yeah,
it depends if she's a good day or not.
How you
that
doing?
Person.
Like, you approach him like, how you doing? But having a bad day don't got nothing to do with, okay, how are you doing? How are you doing?
First of all, we know no one's story. We know no one's story. So we don't know where they come from, where they came from. We don't know if she just got slapped up and down by somebody. You don't know any of that. You don't know if her rent is due and she pissed off or she just lost her job.
Or maybe
your
presentation.
But,
right. What she expected.
No, I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm not a dude who uses pickup lines. Like, I don't try, oh, you don't get it in. I'm just like, how you doing?
You said, how you doing?
No, I'm just like, hey, like, how you doing? Not even trying to pick somebody up. I'm just saying, the thing is just like, black women have this perception. And it's not like somebody just made this up. Like, it comes from someplace. So if I went and talked to 10 black females on the street, like, 85% of them are going
to
have an attitude.
We need to
so
do
I'm
that.
Saying, so I'm
yeah,
saying,
why
like,
do we, why don't we do that?
To keep it consistent with the topic that we're talking about. We're saying that, I'm saying that, you know, most black women do have attitudes. Now, where does that come from? I mean, is it something that you know, when you're a little girl, like you're raised to be that way because you look at black men as like expendable, like they're not going to be around, like, you know, this dude is just fucked up, like he can't provide for my family. Like, what is it?
No, you know, because you keep saying most black women, and I can
I'm a
honestly
black dude.
Say, I'm a black woman.
But see what you said. But what you said before is like, okay, you looked at me, you start laughing. So you saying like, okay, well, DeVoe must only date white females, right?
No,
and everybody that knows.
It was just the statement that I.
But
that
I'm saying like,
said,
but everybody said that. Okay, DeVoe don't got no black woman. He got a white girl somewhere. He got a harem of white bitches somewhere. I'm like, well, why does everybody think that I just date white women exclusively? Like, I'm like, what? I like black women.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
No, I know you do.
I love them. But you know what I'm saying? I love all women. But I can tell you, like, because I've dated, like, all different types, skin tones, like, you know, nationalities, like, whatever. Some people would say that, you know, our black women do have this gigantic chip on their shoulder for some reason. Like, they do, typically speaking, they do have that. And it might be, you know, based in stereotype, but there is a lot of truth to that. And it's just like, why? But why is that, though? What are the reasons why?
You know, the thing is that we keep forgetting to stop generalizing the whole and look at people individually.
Yes.
That's the thing. And that's what you got to realize.
So we pick an example. Like, okay, let's pick a hood, right? let's pick a hood.
So only black folks live in a hood.
No, but I'm saying like, okay, you're gonna present one of two ways. You either gonna be a ghetto type of, you know, black female, or you're gonna be a sophisticant. And if you're a sophisticant, like, okay, you're not gonna be able to approach that female on no circumstances unless you pull up in a Rolls Royce, you know.
But you know, that's not true. First of all, you prejudging. You prejudging that person as a book bass cover. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Somebody did me that way without even knowing me. It's just like, oh, you know, who's this motherfucker? Without knowing me. It was a black female. So she prejudged me. I'm like, but you don't even know mm-hmm. me. Like, you don't know
what
me.
You said, DeVoe, she fucked it up for all the sisters.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just a generalized everybody. I'm saying, like,
somebody don't know me, bro. I'm saying, like, well, who is this black motherfucker trying to talk to me? Like, first of all, I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm just saying hi. But you already presented with an attitude. Like, I'm a black motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about anything.
You're ready to too many.
I'm not about anything. But, you know, I'm just going to present this attitude because you're a black man.
Right. So let me ask you this. So you've never ran into a white woman or a Latino woman or Asian woman that has attitude?
Not like that. I mean.
Well, like what? Like what type of like, attitude?
I'll give you. Asian. Like, okay.
Because
Asian
I've seen
women.
Them all have attitude.
Yeah.
Yes. They I've seen them all have attitude.
And they all have that stereotypical type of man they want with the car. Yes. I've seen white women do it. Asian.
But nah. Okay. Okay. So the white girl, okay, this is why the white dude go for the white girl. And it might be based on stereotype. Cause it's like, okay, the black bitch ain't gonna do nothing for me. She's not gonna suck my dick. She's not gonna fuck me when I want to. She's gonna have an attitude. She's gonna want all my money, you know, clean out my bank account, like whatever. Okay, the white girl is gonna suck your dick 2-3 times a day.
Wait, hold on. I need you to go back. So you said the black woman, like, I just want, okay, you know, our listeners out there, I want you to just listen because I need him to repeat this stupid shit
right.
to me.
But it's not stupid.
This is. I want you to repeat it.
Okay, but I'm saying, okay.
You have your one experience.
Yes.
I've had extensive experience in carnal nature, the things of carnal nature when it comes to women and dealing with all types of females. So I can tell you, though. The black man's expectation of the black woman is like, okay, it might be.
The black man, wait, which one? Black or white man expectation?
We're going to talk about, like, okay, we say, okay, if you pick a black, you know, white, Asian, whatever, Greek, like, whatever. Okay, the black woman's going to tell you, I'm not going to suck no dick. I'm not going to clean up nothing. We can't.
What? Wow, really? Black women, did you really just say that?
You better deposit money into my account. I ain't gonna take care of none of these kids or none of this type of stuff. Okay, so
who you been with?
I've been with a lot.
You know, So you got the blonde blue.
I was gonna hang out with you after check this out though.
Okay, you got the blonde blue. That's what I call them, the blonde blue. So the blonde blue is gonna suck you up. Like, okay, when you come through the door, she's going to be on her knees, sucking you off. When you get up, when you bust one, before you go to the bathroom and wash your shit off, she's already there, sucking you off again. Like, she's going to fuck and suck, clean, and do everything without complaining.
And this is the man that knows all.
Those are the stereotypes, right? That's what they are. So the black female, from the black male's point of view, is just like, okay, first of all, I'm going to get an attitude from her. I'm not going to get what I want. I'm going to have to jump through all of these hoops. So the white woman's not going to do that because she appreciates the black man.
But that's not
true. She don't know nothing about the struggle, like none of that type of shit. She just looks at a black dude. His skin is glistening. You know, he's oiled up. Maybe he got coconut oil on. You know, the sun is blazing on the African king. So she sees that, and she's attracted to that. You're not going to get no attitude because that woman's going to appreciate that man.
So what you're saying is that black men believe that black women don't appreciate them.
Right, because historically, that's how it's been.
Right, we're not going to go.
You've learned that.
We're not going to go historical.
But we have to.
We don't have to.
In order to understand
because
it.
Because the thing is that when you guys just said it, when the black was all out in the field and they were being this, where was the black woman at? She was still at home taking care of, she was taking care of the house, taking care of the kids.
But the black woman wasn't taking care of me though.
But because you were out there, but when you got home, they were taking care of you.
No.
Oh yeah. No. Oh yes, they was. Oh yes,
they
was.
She was mad.
Oh yes, they was. And let me tell you something. The thing is that you come from a black woman, even though you want to be white with a real dark tan.
I'm Irish.
Whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
That's the look of the Irish.
So there, Rachel's brother.
Yeah, he, is that what he is? Yeah.
I'm an interracial.
He's Rachel's brother.
Rachel's Rachel's brother. Yeah. I believe you.
With a darker tan.
With a darker tan.
I'm a white guy.
A much better tan. A much better tan. Right. All right, so let's do this because before the break we said that we were gonna, ask Azeem about, how everything be going, Miss Azeem. Right. All right. Yeah. Well, let's do this. Diced pineapples. All right, so, I read a little, snippet in here and there. So could you tell everybody exactly what the book is all about?
So the book is about four different characters.
Okay.
And it has a lot of me in it and people that I know. And it has stories that I wanted to experience and other people wanted to experience. And I merged it into the four characters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the book is about. It's about sex, passion.
Lies.
Lies, fantasy. It's all. It has some stories of what you will want out of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and then it has how some people always think that the grass is always greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it isn't. So it kind of goes on; it touches on that as well.
So what inspired you to do that? Because I've read a lot of the book, and it's really erotic. Well, graphic, it's graphic in some parts too.
Well, when I first started writing the book, I was going through a really, really bad relationship. I had ended it, and the entire relationship, I was sexually frustrated.
Mm.
So I needed to put that energy into something else. So mm-hmm. the energy went into the book because I wasn't getting it. So
were you dating a black guy, a white guy, or
it was a black guy?
See,
no, I only did that. I just illustrated with. Never mind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. so yeah, I was dating I was actually married to a black man, and not saying that I wouldn't marry another one, because that was just one.
Right, that's
I'm
just
one.
I'm
not gonna put them all in a cup, like the
based off of one. Yeah.
But see, what kind of black man was that though? That you were married to?
What do you mean? I don't even understand.
But see,
that,
that's different. There's different types of black men, so I want to know perspective. I mean, was he? Yeah, different types.
But it's only one type of black woman.
What?
Different type of black women.
I'm asking the man that knows all.
It's different types of black females, but some females come from that certain point of view because that's how they were raised to look at black men. So when you go into a relationship and you have that point of view, your experience dealing with that black man is going to be consistent with how you learn how to be from that environment.
Right, but that's only some. That's not most.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But before your whole statement, prior to all of this, is most black women. That's right. What you said.
So, I mean, we have to go through a renaissance with a lot of black females, generally speaking. They have to be taught how to be, how to present to the black man.
You know what I found out today, guys? Devonta is trying to kick some shit off. That's what he's trying to do.
Right.
He's trying to get us to have a wrestling match on top of the table.
You don't think I feel that way?
You don't think I feel that way?
Because you do. You've had that experience, from the book, I could tell. You were, because one of those characters is you. Is a big part of you.
No. The character that has the most pieces of me, she's not very attitude-y.
Now, which one is that? Is that the one that's getting it in with the two guys at the same time, or multiple dudes?
Why are you trying to?
I'm trying to see what which was the inspiration.
Personality wise,
right?
Not all the events I experienced, but personality wise, I am one of the characters. I'm kind of one.
Now, see, you are. Would you consider yourself to be a traditional black woman, or you just non-traditional?
I guess it's depending on what you say is traditional.
Right.
I just feel I just understand what the black man has gone through and his struggle. So I'm not going to, if I'm in a relationship and my man comes home, I'm not going to, he's going to have peace at home because I know he already went through shit outside.
Right.
So when he come home, I'm not going to be there but you didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to present it hey, you forgot to do such and such. Because I don't, and I know what you're going to say, I'm a different type of woman. Not a different type of black woman. I'm just a different type of woman.
So what makes you different than, say, the average woman that's out there? Specifically, the average black female. Because there are, if we're going to talk about it, we do operate from stereotypes. So sometimes we can't get away from those stereotypes, in relation to how we want to have a conversation about a black woman. So when I was illustrating my point before, I was saying like, okay, your book is an erotic book.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of sexy stuff going on in the book. So when you're in a relationship with somebody, like, how do you feel like, what do you feel like that experience should be with your partner?
I feel like with anything, when you're in a relationship, everything should be, you know, equally yoked, even in sex. So if you guys will have to sit down and talk about what you like. He might want to put his finger somewhere. Right. That might not be where you want to put a finger.
Right.
So, but you're going to have to talk about it. Maybe he can do it once a month. You know, so you have to sit, a lot of people don't want to ask questions like, well, did you like when I licked you there?
But
like,
you have to.
But you have to. You have to sit there and get grade. When I'm in a relationship, I want to know, was that an A? Was that a B? What do you rate that? And then what did I do this time? Because you just don't want to sit there and be doing stuff and they're not happy because they're going to go and seek it somewhere else to see if somebody else can do it better when you can actually do what you want to do for your man or what he needs done, but you just don't know.
So you know, like some black women say they won't do certain things. Like, oh, I'm not going to suck no dick. Like, I'm not going to do that type of stuff. Like,
but but the thing is that you have some white women that say the same thing. You have some Latino women that say the same thing. You haven't, but I have.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So you have different women.
Somebody say they want to go suck your dick?
Yeah. Well, like, they don't suck dick. I don't suck dick. That's what, you know, and it's, I think it's more of the upbringing of the woman. You understand what I'm saying? It don't have to do with a certain race. I really think it's the upbringing of how the woman came up. Yeah, can you understand what I'm
black
saying?
Black women don't grow up like sucking dick. Like your mom doesn't teach you.
I don't think
white women don't teach their daughters how to suck dick. Latinos don't teach them how to suck dick.
I don't think they sit there and break their hair. Take it in and lick the balls.
No mother do that. Did you really just say that?
I think at an earlier age, white girls learning how to suck dick at an earlier age.
No,
you don't think so?
I don't think so at all. I think no mom wants to picture her child
sucking
with someone's penis in her mouth.
No.
What?
No, I don't know. No. And all that, we're going to take a break. We got a break with my girl La 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 Friday. We gotta have it here on Chocolate Radio, the live show.
I get this feeling inside, it makes me weak. You have this crazy power over me that I can't seem to let go, cause it's so sweet. Time.
on Chocolate Radio, the live show. This is your girl, the sexy voice of reasoning. It has to be. Here on Chocolate Radio, the live show, I'm here with my boy, Alexander Duvall, the man that knows
everything. All. I know it all.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Even about black women, I do. I've had extensive experience dealing with the chocolate skin and the Hershey bars and coconut oils and all that type of shit.
Is that right? Okay. Well, speaking of a cocoa butter, because I'm looking at him right here on the screen with his shiny hair right here, is our boy Mike. What's going on, baby?
What's happening?
And we still got the beautiful chocolate lady here, Miss Lily Azeem. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Are you enjoying this conversation now that we have it?
I am. Definitely enjoying it.
It's a great debate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're winning.
Yeah, I think we are too. I think we're winning this. Yeah. Well, you know, let's go back to you just for one moment before we open up the lines.
Right.
Now your book, Diced Pineapple. How did you come, you know, with the topic? I mean, with the title of the book.
Well, I was taught that when you drink pineapple juice that you taste better. The man tastes better.
I was wondering if you were going to say that. I was wondering if you were going to say that.
So you would have to taste
right.
the man.
It works for
so
dudes
want,
too.
Yeah, so you want your man to taste better when you're sucking right. dick.
Right. So did you hear what she said?
I heard what she said.
She was told this. At a younger, did right. you hear what she said?
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Well, I never said my mom said it.
Right, you said mom said it.
Talking about mom saying stuff.
But see, let's make this clear though. She's not the typical black female.
And why
black
do you
woman.
Think that? Why?
Because you dicing up pineapples and drinking pineapple juice and making your shit taste better.
Exactly. Right. So, because I want my man to taste, I want him to taste good and I want to taste
see,
good.
But see, you're illustrating my point perfectly well. You're not the typical black female.
But it's the typical black female according to you. But
right.
A lot of black men are getting the type of black woman that I am.
Exactly.
Right. So you just didn't get it.
See, so you're right. special. Like, you're special, though.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I guess we're both special.
Yeah, we are.
Right. Because it's... I suck dick.
Yeah, I
did. And I love it.
And that's amazing. That's beautiful.
Right.
That's amazing.
And actually, I know quite a few women of color that love to suck dick. And I know a lot of women that's white that love to suck dick, Latino that love to suck dick. But I know a lot of them, white, black, Latino, and Asian, that don't like to suck dick.
But, you know, that's rare, though. Just like that.
It's not rare.
No.
I think it's a lot of people that like to do it. They just want to make it seem like they don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. not enough people are comfortable talking
Lily,
about it.
Lily Azeem.
Yes.
Is a typical day, you know, you got your man, he's been out working all day hard,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes home, he walks to the door, what happens?
First, he gonna have dinner, because I know he hungry.
Damn, he get to eat first?
Of course, he gonna eat, and he'll get in the shower,
right.
and then when he gets out of the shower, then we go get it in.
See, that's amazing.
Like,
that is amazing.
Yeah, you good. Like,
where did she come from?
How,
right. That's good. You know for you know for that.
You want him to,
right.
You want him to.
See,
want to
see.
Home.
I think what you need to do is like you need to open up a school and then teach black women how to take care of their black, black men.
But trust me, there is a lot of black women that cater to their men. It is. It's a lot of black, and I know a lot of them myself. A lot of them are family members. A lot of them are friends.
But see, you different though. Like you ain't.
What do you mean I'm different?
You come from a different place, different planet. Like you're not. And I mean, if all black women were like you, me, black dudes wouldn't have to go get a blonde blue, and then the black women be mad at them and be jealous because the white women are taking all the black dudes. Like so.
No. I think what you're missing, the point that you're missing is you're gonna be with someone that's gonna bring that out of you. Now, if you're with a man.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
Yo, that's true.
Not.
That's true.
No.
It's not.
I agree. I agree with her.
Because I like to do stuff when I'm with whoever I'm with. But I might not do as much if I'm not getting much out of it. But
right.
if I'm with someone and he go down as much as I go down, I'm going to want to go down more. And
right.
It's just a back and forth, and you're just passing that energy, and that's what you're going to want.
It's a give and take.
But see, you know what you call that? You call people like you, you have a white, blonde, blue spirit. Inside you somewhere, you're not like the typical, you know, black female.
I'm not your typical. I'm with.
But I've gotten it in.
So
like
what,
you know what I'm saying? Like
black?
I've you know indulged to
okay,
the fullest.
Okay, so let me ask you this: since you fucked through, you know, the Rainbow Coalition, you
exactly.
fucked everybody.
Right.
Who has been okay? Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you. Who was the best dick sucker between a black woman, an Asian woman, a
but
Latino woman? No, I'm asking you a question.
You know you remember.
I'm asking you. I know you. You always remember the best person to suck your dick. I know you remember that. So which one was better, the black woman, the white woman, the Asian woman, the Latino woman? Who best sucked your dick?
I mean,
who messed up your neck?
It's not that I can't answer. It's just like,
just say you don't even have to say her name. Just say she was Latino. She was Asian. She was a white chick with the big booty. Was she the black girl with the natural? I mean,
okay,
you know who was she?
I'm gonna be as politically correct as I can be.
Okay, oh, there you brought that up a long time ago. You ain't been political correct.
No, hold on. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm saying it's not the nationality, the color of your skin. It just depends on the female, and no, seriously, it depends on the female and how much she likes and enjoys to suck a dick.
Well, no, you can't say that. You know why I said you can't say that? Because you said that black women. Typical black women
don't want to suck dick.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you why.
I don't want to know why. I want you to answer my question.
I just answered the question. It ain't got nothing to do with you know, skin color. It don't have nothing to do with the color of the skin. It has something to do with whether that female is into what she's doing. So you can be.
So how can you make that statement that black women don't like to suck dick?
I can, because I'm going to explain to you why they don't like to suck dick. And I had this come to me.
He can never just answer my question.
I'm going to tell you the story, though.
No, I don't want a story. I don't want a story. I want to know who was
the
best dick sucker. Was she a black woman? Was she an Asian woman? Was she a Mexican woman?
Are you asking me to go to the Rolodex?
Yes, I'm asking you to go to your Rolodex of the feeling in your balls. When you felt that tingle when you was driving.
And the tear came.
Yes. Okay, why he on hold? Mike.
Here we go.
Mike, wait, let me ask you.
You can ask me.
I'm going to ask you. Now I know, because you love to get your dick sucked. So I know you remember the best woman that sucked your dick. Was she white, black, Mexican, Latino, Asian? Who was the best dick sucker?
You want names and numbers?
Nope. I just want race. Okay, that's all ethnicity.
Now let me answer. I'm going to answer it in this way. And one thing that DeVoe said, there is a little agreement. The blessed woman that ever gave me hair.
The blessed?
The best.
The blessed?
Yeah, she was blessed, too. It was a black woman.
Okay.
But one of the points DeVoe said is, some black women, they do not want to. But when they get to a point where they do, it is the bomb, because they do it. Now, I was with a white woman for a long time. She did it more often, but it was a sense that, okay, that's what he wants, so I have to do it. But when a black woman does it, because they look, it's going to be the best.
Okay, now see, I'm about to expand on that. Now, here I'm going to give it up to you. I'm going to be straight up with you, and I'm going to agree with Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with the dog pound. I got to give it up to my black women, because that's been the best out of all I've gotten in. It's been a black female.
Okay, now I want my listeners out there to choke on shit, because that's what he said.
Yeah.
Now, whatever they say about blonde blues and all that type of shit, like, hands to the sky.
But I can see what you say is, like you say, some black women, they don't like, it ain't that they don't like it, they just ain't going to let you know until they ready to do it with you. So you have to prove something to them, like she said, you do for them, I do for you.
They can't just be going sucking random dicks all the time,
Don't get me wrong.
I've been with some white girls that just suck some random dicks.
But see, don't get me wrong. Like, as much as people think, like, you know, DeVoe's into blonde blues and stuff, like, I love black women. And there is nothing like them, like black women on the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you guys, you women, like, you have this thing about, it's the essence of a black woman that gets into your soul. Like, it gets into your skin. Like, it consumes your body, it consumes your mind. Mm-hmm. So the answer to the question one more time is black women.
Okay, black women.
Hands all right down.
I like, okay, thank you.
You got a few brownie points on that one.
Thank you. All right, guys, this we're going to do. We're going to open up the lines right now. But then I got a few little topics that I wanted to ask you. Well, actually, it's one. It's still very in the same thing. But I want to ask you guys, what features that's on a black woman that you see a lot of women want and pay for?
Yeah.
What features do you guys, can you guys imagine what, you know, black women have?
Mm-hmm.
But white women want it, or you know, tell me which one.
What features do white women want to get?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They want to. Well, first of all, they want to get that ass.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get that bubble.
Yeah,
and then they want to get these big, juicy, full lips,
mm-hmm.
So they can pretend like they're sucking dick to the maximum amount. That's what they want.
Right.
But you see a lot of like ass, like you're talking about Kim Kardashian, mm-hmm. like and those type of people who have that shape. You know, want to get those curves and right. you know, make them lips bigger and fuller.
Right. Okay, but let's be fair, because probably in the past, what, 5-10 years, you know, big asses has been like the big rave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we've seen, you know, we've heard of a lot of women who have died, you know, getting, you know, the injection in the yeah. in the butts and stuff like that. So, you know, even though it's not just a white and black thing, I think it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when it comes down with the ass shot. So let me ask you this, because you're a man.
Right.
Now, would you rather have a real ass or a fake ass?
Real ass.
Real ass?
Any yeah, I'll take a real ass over mm-hmm. the fake injected booty any day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any day.
Yeah, you too?
Oh, yeah, I got to have a real ass.
Yeah, because...
Now, titties I can do, you know, you can have some nice... But ass got to be real.
Now, you know what? I don't like fake titties at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they little, like, if they, as long as they natural, they cool. You know, right. I don't like big old, hard, fake ass titties and shit.
Right, but it's something just because mine's soft.
Well, see, I wouldn't know that.
Is big. You know, mine is like little.
Yeah, mine is.
Oh, you got your breasts ain't real?
No, you thought my breasts were real? Yeah. No.
See, yours is natural then. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't look like. Well, I ain't never seen them. Like, you know.
Naked. You've been filming my boobies for like the past, what, yeah, what 8, 9 you know, years?
I've never paid attention to them because I'm not a boob.
Don't
I'm
not you edit?
Yeah, but I'm not a boob.
Okay, yeah,
because
all your
man.
Movies be all the ass. Butt ass movies. Yeah. Okay, ass so movies. Right. All right, so let me ask you this. You as a woman, mm-hmm. how do you feel about a lot of these women getting the butt injection? Because you have a different, you have the butt implants and you have butt injections.
Yeah.
You know, and some people do the transfer of the fat from mm-hmm. one place to another. So could we consider that as being fake? Because it's still fat that's coming out of your body, but it's just injected somewhere else.
I still feel like it's fake.
Okay.
And I feel like the trend is, it's not only putting women on this spectrum of just paying attention to our bodies and not our minds. Mm-hmm. It's just dangerous. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are, like you said, are dying or getting sick. They're getting these long-term problems mm-hmm. because of what they're doing to their body. So I don't like it. I feel mm-hmm. like if you don't got ass, you just don't got ass.
Right.
Get some squats in.
Yeah, but see, ain't nobody gonna wait to do that though.
Yeah,
like they just want it. Like you can get the shots,
mm-hmm.
and 2 days later, that's like the, you got a booty.
That's something else wrong with this era that we have. Everything yeah. needs to be fast and quick.
Right? Yeah, yeah. That's instant. You know, like yeah. Just this past Friday, I was talking to someone, and we were talking about how the celebrity status is totally different now, because now you could be on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter with multiple followers. Ain't never did shit. You exactly. just you know that's it. And you can be, you know, you can be a so-called celebrity.
Right.
It's like that instant celebrity, like it's microwave.
Yeah, because we're in the digital age now.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is come up with a catchphrase, you know, and 2 weeks later, like you got a million followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And like you're doing appearances and you're all over the place.
Yeah, you know, like it's, what is that, Good Morning song with the bird.
Good Morning, that's
on. Yeah, with the birds are chirping.
Yeah.
You ever heard that with the,
nah, what's that?
You for real?
No, what are you talking about?
What is that
song?
Yeah, it's how it goes.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, the birds are chirping.
So we're going to open up these lines? We're going to have callers coming?
Yes, we are. We're going to open up these lines. Guys, give us a call at
1-800-938-2462.
That's 1-800. Wet.
Wet chocolate. Wet. Chocolate.
All right, guys.
I was about to say wet pussy, but.
Right. Yeah, wow. Yeah, all right, guys. We got a call on the line. Hey, caller. Where are you calling us from?
What's up?
Hello?
Is this a black female on the line? We got a black female. We got a black woman.
Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hello? Hello. Hey, honey. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Texas.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. What's your name?
This is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, baby.
What's up?
Hey, Naomi.
How's it going, baby?
It's going great. Shout out to you all.
Now, thank you.
Now, are you a black female? Are you a black female? You a black woman?
Well, yeah. Yes, I am a black female.
So how do you feel about what we've been talking about?
Well, my take on the whole thing about the black brothers, I won't stereotype all the black brothers. And when you mention that we black women have attitudes. Me personally, I feel that the attitude from the black women stereotype from our black brothers, the way they perceive us, and I'll give you a perfect example. Me, for example. I was in the store just the other day. A guy walked up to me, and the first thing he did was try to touch me on my ass, and that's where we come in. I say, look at me from the head, from my head to my waist, not from my waist down. So, brothers, you all need to take heed on that, because we women don't like that.
But what she said is where it came from. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Her attitudes come from how she's being treated.
Right.
You understand? If you treat a woman right, there will be no attitude.
Right.
That is right.
That's true.
And also, being brought up from the old school, the way our parents taught us, personally from my grandmother, the way she raised me. And I heard you say early on the show, is that the way your parents raised you? I come from that same era.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught that when we get with our men, we were taught to ride or die pretty much on that tape. So, yeah, I prefer white men.
You don't?
My stereotype is my black brothers.
Now, why do you prefer white men?
To the man in the house.
Why do you prefer white men?
Well, the reason I prefer a white man because they know how to treat a woman.
Mm.
On my perspective on that, they know how to treat a lady. They're taught to go out and they're go-getters. And some black men, put all this hanging your pants down. A woman don't want no man that's wearing his pants down below his behind. You know, so brothers, y'all need to pick them up and pull them up.
Well, I mean, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sag it off, showing off your ass. That's not a good look.
Well, you know what, Sheena, baby? Thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us. We loved it. All right, baby?
All right, and I love you both.
Thanks for calling.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's your girl, Naomi Banks, here on Chocolate Radio, the live show. And I love that call, Sheila from Texas. That was great. That was good. Yeah.
She don't like black men.
That ain't what she said. She said she preferred white men. She didn't say she didn't like black men. Right. She said, I mean, white men.
Right.
Not that I don't like them, because she said she gave a shout out to a black brother, but she said, why?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? All right, guys, we got another call on the line.
What's up, caller?
Yo, what's up, Naomi? This is SX Sean.
Hey, what's going on, baby? All right, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from New York City, Harlem World. How are you doing with yourself?
All right. I'm good, baby. So I know you've been listening to, you know, our whole conversation right here. So, you know, let me hear your input on what you feel.
Oh, you talk about the situation with the black woman?
Yes, please. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going through, stress and aggravation right now. You know, pressure of being a woman and sometimes expectations. Sometimes you don't meet that certain type of expectation, stress comes in, and sometimes you be depressed or a little despondent. Those things happen.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying?
You know what I mean?
So what he is saying... Yeah, so what he's saying is that, you know, a lot of women, it comes from a lot of stress, you know.
So treating a black man a certain way comes from the black woman being stressed out in society?
Yeah, because y'all stressed the hell out.
No, we don't.
Well, it could go both ways.
What has been your personal experience like dealing with black people? Are you primarily dealing with black women, or you deal with other than black?
Oh, I deal with other races. I mean, I date, you know, sometimes. I'll give you a perfect example. I dated I thought it was a good black woman friend Friday, and we was hanging out. And then, well, it's so funny, we went to a bar, and I told her to wait. You know, I went to the bank, you know, just for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come back, she leaves with an attitude. So I don't know what that's all about. And, you know, you mess up a good night. I'm like, well, what the F did I do? So, you know, I hear her voice message. She's going crazy. I'm like, well, what's that all about? You know what I mean? So, you know, I can't deal with that type of little pettiness. You know what I mean?
So you don't deal with black women at all?
No, I still date black women. It's certain black women with attitudes I won't put up with, especially if I'm trying to take you out, make you feel good, and you get this certain attitude about petty things. I mean, I won't tolerate that. I never said I won't date that, Michael, but certain ones of attitude I won't put up with. You know what I mean?
So, in your experience, you've encountered more black women with attitude than others. Then,
you know, I love how you try to twist.
No, that's what he said.
No, that's not what he said.
But check this out. Most of the women that promote my business are successful black women, and we never have an issue. You know what I mean? I dated Latina women with attitudes. I dated white women with attitudes. So it depends on the mood of that woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, it can go both ways.
Right.
Yep, it can go both ways. Both ways. All right, Sean, baby. Well, thank you for calling us. All right, baby?
All right, Ivy. Thank you. You got that SX shirt coming, baby. So look out for that shirt and rock that for me, all right?
Thank you, baby. I sure will.
All right, take care. Thank you all.
All right, bye-bye.
Be easy. Bye. Exactly. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
All right, guys, this is your girl, Abby Banks, here on Chocolate Radio, the live show here on chocolateradio.com. All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to take some more calls, and then we're going to talk about with these five features that black women have that white women pay for. All right?
Wow.
All right, so we're going to break with our girl, Kirby Moore, what I'm just saying, here on Chocolate Radio, the live show.
And it goes to learn something like this. And it goes to learn something like this. And it goes to learn something like this. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on and clap your hands. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on and clap your hands.
It's the second month.
Why do you care? Why do you care? Tell me, why do you care? Bitch! I be in my bag, Birkin. So why do you care if I'm twerking? Why do you care what I do, who I screwed in? You said you out here working. Why do you care if my ass real? If it wasn't bitch, you didn't buy it. Why do you care where I shop, how I dress? What thing for sure, you shouldn't try it. Why do you care? You can't compete if you don't compare. Would you pay for your rent? Spend it on my hair. My 30-inch virgin be blowing in the air. Why do you care about the weed that I roll when it's in my dutch? Why do you care about the drink that I'm sipping when it's in my red cup? Why do you care about the chicks that I roll with when I'm in the club? Why do you care about me liking your pics when you ain't showing me love, nigga? Why do you care, bitch? Why do you care, nigga? Why do you care? If you don't like me, tell me why do you care?
Why do you care?
And I don't understand why they try to figure out how I do what I do. At the end of the day, it don't matter, cause Merck can do it better than you.
And you.
That's why they copy my style. Or you trying to be sexy?
How?
Or you wanna wear makeup now? Or you trying to get your cake up now? Glad I'm an inspiration, even if it's infatuation. Shout out to the chicks that paved the way. And to some that don't be hating, I see you. Real recognize, real, I'm a real, real bitch. Ain't got a deal, but it feel like I'm still rich. Blood all on my shoe, yeah, your shit. Something like a nightmare, you gotta deal with. So why do you care if I make it? Why do you care if I don't? You don't even like me, probably wanna fight me, but better small bean that your broke ass won't. Bitch! So why do you care, nigga? Why do you care, bitch? Why do you care? If you don't like me, tell me why do you care?
Why do you care? Tell me why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care? If you don't like me, tell me why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care? If you don't like me, tell me why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care? If you don't like me, tell me why do you care?
They watching, they stalking, they all in my business. They praying I quit, but I won't grant they wishes. Shout out to my fans, y'all the best hugs and kisses. Your baby daddy all on my top, but he won't get these bitches.
They watching, they stalking,
they all in my business. I mean, why do you care? If you don't like me, why do you care about the pics I post on my Instagram page? Why do you care about the sexy clothes I be wearing? Why do you care about the dough I be getting? Why do you care about the flow I be spitting? I mean, why do you care? Nigga?
All right, that was a new one from Lady Merck. Why do you care? It's a rapper. I mean, she was spitting some real stuff. Why do you care I got, you know,
right. This
on? Why do you care I have this on? Why do you care I post this on Instagram? So it was a nice little song there. This is your girl Naomi Banks here on Chocolate Radio, the live show. I'm here with my boy Alexander DeVoe. What's going on, baby?
What's up? What's up?
I see you really feeling this topic.
Am
this
I?
Is like, right, yeah, this is like right up in, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, it's close to home. I am a black dude,
mm-hmm.
you know, that doesn't exclusively date white women.
Okay.
But I can understand why, you know, black men would do that.
okay. And we definitely going to touch base on that
right. In
a few. We are.
Yeah.
We got our boy Mike with the shiny head behind our glass doors there. What's going on, baby?
What's happening, baby?
How you feel about this topic for tonight?
Oh, I love it.
You love it?
Maybe I'll give you some head later on.
It won't be from a black
woman.
Well, if it is from a black woman, like you guys stated, it would be the best.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Right, it would blow his back out.
But see, that's only if the black woman is into you personally. Now, if she's not, then it ain't gonna happen.
But you know, honestly, I think that's out of anybody. But before we go and talk to us, we got to reintroduce our lovely guest right here.
Miss Lily Azim.
Yes.
And the title of the book is Diced Pineapples,
which
comes from personal inspiration.
Yes.
Because she's a non-typical presenting black female. Which would you call a unicorn, right? That's what we call a unicorn.
A unicorn.
Special. Non-existent, in other words. Mythical proportions.
According to you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us out there.
So right. She's a unicorn.
Right. That's what she presents as.
A unicorn.
Because you know them don't, they don't exist in real life.
So right, yeah, a unicorn.
If a dude has Lily, I see he's got a fantasy type of situation. And this is the ideal. Like, we're talking about the ideal black woman.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do get attitude sometimes. But it's not like how you present it, that we just have attitudes all the time. It takes a lot for me to have attitude.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, a lot. It takes a lot. I'm able to hold it in. But once I do get attitude,
Now, what does that come from, though?
Well, I think it comes from me holding it in.
Right.
But I don't think it's because of my pigmentation. I think it's just the type of person I am. I don't try to react right away. And I think that's what you're used to. You're used to a reaction after a reaction. And so it's someone that sits back and think about and analyze it first before reacting.
Well, I mean, but black women are going to react in a different kind of way.
Right, but I don't think it's a black woman.
Black women. Right. Putting a color on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, because I'm a black dude. You know, who's mm-hmm. dealt with black women and white women. Mm-hmm. So there are some, you know, differences that are attributed to the color of the skin and the attitude, because you're going to get a different type of attitude between a black female and, let's pick a white female, because that's the other end of the spectrum.
Right. But
a blonde blue.
Right. But, you know, I've seen a lot of blonde blue that has very stink attitudes. Like, seriously,
really?
I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time.
Right.
And I've dealt with women of all different races. And some of them can have the most nastiest disposition. Nasty, be pretty on the outside, but all ugly on the inside. So it doesn't matter what race
that's
that you are.
That's like diva, because it's entertainment, so you're going to have a different attitude. You're going to have divas and all that type of shit. Like, so.
But no.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, it is. It's still the same thing, because they are women. You understand what I'm saying? They are women. Myself, I feel like I have attitudes at times, and that's because people bring the attitudes to me. So I will bring that attitude.
Okay,
back.
Let me tell you a story then. Okay, black female, you meet her, she banging, you know, she got the ass,
mm-hmm.
you know, the dress is tight, the titties is bomb, like hair is, what do you call it? Like just
on fleek.
Straight, slay. Curly, like whatever. So you take her home, you get it in, you fall asleep, you wake up, and then she took all that shit off.
Are you mad?
You know what I'm saying? Like, while you sleeping, she done took out the weave, the makeup,
every
and came off.
Weave,
wait,
yes.
Hold on.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, you, it was dark, so she had on this dress. Y'all did it in the dark. You walk up, and it's just like, who is this motherfucker? Like I'm looking at, because it's a totally different type of person.
But
it's
you
not
know
the
what?
Same one.
But let me say this, and I'm gonna be very honest with this. It's because society, especially men. You guys love those women that have the long hair, the big
long hair.
Yes, the body.
Big ass.
You know, out of this. And so women, all women of all different colors, they want to become that because they want a man.
Exactly. So now you have white women who are starting to do this, or others mm-hmm. who are starting to do the same thing. Now, are they trying to take away the shine from black females?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's just the body type that people are looking for. So that's just what it is. I don't think it's, I want to take away from the black woman. So this, they have this feature that I want, these curves, these lips, all this fullness, and I don't. So
you know, but I think I think they've always admired that. Exactly. I think they always, but with society, wasn't acceptable of it. Because remember, you had to be pencil thin to be, you know, relatable or fit. You know, you have a lot of women, even white women, or a lot of women that they only can be a certain size. They can't get small. You understand? But those are the normal, you know, the normal sizes. Normal size, when it comes to media, media is what sells everything. So everybody right. wants to look like what media is,
right.
you know, period. So that's why I go back to say, is white women obsessed with the black women features, or is it really just a culture thing?
I think it's cultural.
I just think that, you know, in relation to men, like, men like curves. So if you stick thin, like, you don't look healthy. So if you inject your booty, you know, make your waist little and blow up your lips, then you're going to be more attractive to the opposite sex.
Okay, let me ask you this. You guys remember the song Baby Got Back?
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning of the video, you had two white girls. It's like, oh, Becky, look at her and her, you know, big.
Right.
Only. You know, so that's where a lot of black women felt like that the booty wasn't truly appreciated then. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, but white girls have always had ass, though.
No, not like that.
They've always had booty.
Stop that, Alex. Everybody got an ass because they got to sit on something.
They've always had boot. They've always had booty.
No.
What you mean?
Everybody have booty. It's a huge trend.
Ain't no trend. Like,
yes, it is.
Yes, it
is.
I don't know.
Like, you have to take a double take to see if asses are real.
But check this out, though. Here's the difference, though. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what the difference is between the black women and the others. Okay, so you have you have the black women who were like, okay, well, we always had ass, so now in order for us to stand out, we have to increase the size of our ass to ridiculous proportions.
Yeah.
So this is what you have. This is what you have. Like, you know, black women are supposedly naturally curvaceous anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to compete, it's like, okay, and attract, then now I gotta, it's like having a big dick. Okay, now I gotta have the bigger ass. My ass has to stick out more. So the only thing I'm gonna focus on now is pumping up my ass and mm-hmm. making my ass bigger. Now, white girls always had ass. They've always been thick, but people weren't paying attention to that.
Wait, what? I'm gonna
back up. I'm telling you.
I'm not right.
Where the hell you been?
White women have always had ass. They've always had ass and titties.
But okay, let me say this: the majority.
Yes, they have.
Not a lot.
No, you had women.
I'm a dude.
Right, but
so
you had women that had curves. No, white women. Yes, white women.
Maybe in the media they weren't presenting
it
that way.
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say.
But in real life, they've always had ass and titties and curves and shit.
Right, but not like that. And I'm gonna be honest. I mean, where I came from, I seen, you know, flat asses. Like, they had a crack in their ass, like crack in the back, and that was what it was, right?
Right.
And they always had big boobs. That's what I saw.
Because everybody loves titties,
right? But the thing is that during the time that I see some, you know, shapely, you know, white women, yeah, I have seen them. But like the asses now, get the fuck out. No.
Yeah, but they're not. But the thing is,
not
like,
saying that all white women got fake asses, but I'm just saying, like.
Okay, but see, the thing is,
that's what we're looking for.
But see, okay, but I'm telling you what the difference is, though. Okay, the black girl's like, oh, you know, I need ass. Like, if she got a flat ass, what's she gonna do? She gonna go inject it. 2 days later, her ass is gonna be pow, right? What the white women were doing, like, they were doing yogas and exercising.
Are you serious?
And
are you
building
really
that shit?
No,
building the foundation. So it's a difference.
What do you think the? So you think that black people just actually just went and said, I'm gonna get an injection in my ass just because they had to find it had to come from somewhere. So who was the original person? That,
transsexuals,
I mean,
like they were pumping up motherfuckers.
But after like that, who was doing butt implants and stuff like
Brazilian.
That? Brazilian. Okay, right. From there it goes where?
Costa Rican.
Come on.
Dominican Republic.
Come on. Come on.
Argentina.
Come on. We're waiting for it. Come on.
White girls were getting it in a gym, squatting,
baby,
doing, running up steps,
okay, come on.
Like all that
be
type
realistic.
Of shit.
Then we went to white women, and then we're at the black women who are like, oh shit, now everybody got ass, so now I need more ass.
But what I'm saying to you, okay, because I used to be married to a blonde blue,
mm-hmm.
and she had a little waist and a big old round booty. So you said it didn't used to be that way, but because I'm a black dude who's dipped and dabbed in all different type of cultures,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that it's not mutually exclusive to black women. Now you got Latin females, Brazilians, who have amazing asses.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Being black.
That's why it's called a Brazilian butt.
Right.
Right. But what I'm saying to you is that white women have always been, you know, having asses too.
But not media, baby.
Okay, but not in the media, no.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about in the media where it was not embraced. So those big booty white girls that we call corn fed white girls. That's what we used to call them back in the day. Oh, that corn whip. You see her ass on that corn.
Right.
Corn fed white girl. You understand what I'm saying? That wasn't look. They were fat. They were considered fat to, you know, to the media.
Yeah. So basically, that what happened. That shit just played out. Yeah. Like, don't nobody want, you know, a stick like that. You know, because maybe that whole, you know, supermodel shit, it wasn't happening no
mm-hmm.
more. So they had to come up with a new way that was more universal because the average motherfucker could identify with that
right.
more across the board. So here we got the Kardashians come along.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's like white women invented big booties and big lips.
Right. And I think that's what irritates women of color, the black women. I think that's what irritates them right there, because it's a natural for black women.
But see, you know, I don't think it's the fact that they got big booties that irritates them.
I think it's the whole thing.
What I think it is, is that, you know, because everybody loves curves. So if you ask that a black woman, do you like the Kardashians? What are they going to say?
So what happens
when you have a white female who got the big lips and the titties and the ass? What's she gonna do? She gonna get a black man.
Okay, on that note,
she gonna get the black dude,
right? Okay, well, we're gonna do this because we do got a caller on the line right now, so we're gonna find out what our caller has to say. All right,
what's up, caller?
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, caller?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Where you calling us from, baby?
I'm calling and graduating my cousin.
Oh, you.
You sound like you had a party.
What's your name, baby?
My name is David, his cousin.
Hey, David.
What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, cuz? I'm sitting here with your sister and everything.
Who is this?
From McGregor, Texas, baby.
This your cousin, boy.
My cousin.
Your cousin, David. You don't know nothing about your cousin, David, out there in Texas, boy.
From McGregor, Texas, baby.
Boy, don't be playing like that you don't know who I am.
Who's cousin?
I'm broadcasting live from McGregor, Texas, baby.
Who is this, boy?
Yeah, boy. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, look, Kermit. Look, Kermit, let me tell you something.
What is this, a prank call? Like, y'all saw the prank or something? Like, what's going on?
Look, Kermit.
So, what are you, have you been listening?
Big out there in Cali.
Have you been listening?
He's doing big out there in Cali, baby.
Yeah, he's doing big. He's doing real big. He's dating white girls and everything.
So, David, do you have problems dealing with black women? Do they have attitudes or not?
Do I have an attitude with black women?
No.
Hell yeah, I got an attitude with black women. Hell yeah.
So tell us about it. Like, what's going on, man?
Hey, let me take you up. Hold on.
We can't hold on,
David, baby. But you know what, baby?
Hello. Devo, this is CC from Texas.
I don't know none of these people.
You know, that's a damn shame. Your family calling in to support your ass. You don't know none of them.
I mean, it's great, but I don't know who these are. Like, they sound like they have a party.
That's CC. You don't know CC? But you better, that's CC, you better stop.
It sounds like they're having a listening party or something like
that. We are.
Hey, CC.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, baby? I don't know who you is, but you my new cousin right now, because the DeVoe don't want to record. He don't want to.
We
can
have you, man. Keep doing it.
That's
well,
good.
We gone. We love y'all.
Bye. All right. Thank you for the support.
That was amazing.
Yes, it was. And then this was wrong with black folks now, but black men, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So they get all high and mighty. They get on a nice little radio show. They doing their thing. You know, now you want to be dating with the white girl, and you don't want to, you know, recognize your family back south in Texas. You know that? Yeah, like CC and cousin David. Yeah, you sold out.
Well, thank you guys for calling. That was great. That was amazing.
That was great. I love you. Can't pay for no shit like that.
It's like, what? Hey, it's a prank call. You set that up.
You know something?
I think the dog pound set that up.
CC may go back to last week's show. With incest.
Oh, yeah. We about to get that in. With the coconut oil and everything.
Yeah, that was classic. That was classic. All right, so let's go to this, because I said we was going to touch base a little bit on the features. And we talked about the ass.
Right.
We talked about the lips.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the hair?
You know, I have seen the trend of the big hair. Mm-hmm. You know, big hair don't care type mm-hmm. thing. So, yeah, I think it's that's another thing where everyone wants the fuller, thicker hair.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? Like the white girls wanting to pop their shit out? Like Rachel, right? the lady. Exactly. Like she had the full key.
It's curly. And
yeah.
Kinky.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a trend. I saw it in Japan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's brought its way over here. So a lot of Japanese people are getting like those perms or the blowout kinky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And making their hair. Like,
what? Say what? They're making their hair kinky, like they're
like
blowing it up.
Yeah, it's like a blowout kit that they were doing in Japan. Cause I love Japan.
That look crazy though. Like
no, it looks really nice.
A Japanese girl with kinky hair. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can look it up. The blowout kit they were getting afros.
I mean, but see, they recognize that, you know, is there certain things about women of color that look good, and they just want to naturally transfer that over to the white skin or other because they know it looks good.
Right. You know, and I guess because, you know, for many, many, many years, it's been said that because black women straighten their hair, black women get relaxers,
right.
Black women wear weave, is that they're trying to be white. That's what was the saying was, they was trying to be white. And for me, no, it wasn't. It's just my hair was just so damn nappy that I did not want to be combing through that shit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I wanted it to be straight, so I wouldn't, you know,
so
have to go through that.
That is like a big thing, though. Like,
but I don't think it was trying to be white. I think it was just trying to have something that you can tame. And now natural hair is in. Now we have YouTube videos on how to take care of your hair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now a lot of women are, you know, doing the big chop and then going natural because they're understanding how to take care of their hair. For the longest, everybody was just getting perms and getting their hair pressed. Now you know how to take care of what you're naturally growing out of your hair.
Right. And actually, I went through the big chop about 2 years ago.
What is
and
that?
Big chop.
And then you cut off all your hair.
It's just as short as yours.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I, you know, dyed it like platinum blonde, like, you know, silver white. That's what was the color of my hair for a long time. And so I just let it grow out naturally. You know, and now what I do, I just braid it, you know, put moisturizer in it, braid it up, put one of my hats on or, you know, put some weave in it and just go with it. You know, I no longer try to put chemicals in my hair.
So what do you think about like the black men and what they think about black women who wear weaves?
You know, first of all, because they shouldn't say nothing about it.
Right.
Because white women, all women are in, they wear weave.
Right.
They really do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they do.
So who started wearing it first? White women started inventing the trend, or was it the other way?
Weave's been out for years.
Yeah, wigs been out for
years.
I
mean, like the weaves, like putting weave into your hair.
Well, you know, actually, it happened in Hollywood first.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It happened there first, and then it went, you know, then it started twinkling down. You know, black women, you know, we were the last to get. We actually the last to get everything because it's all about the money.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it goes here, and then when it starts to dwindle down, then here we get it at the last. But us getting at the last, we the ones that's getting the ones that say, oh, they just trying to be white. And this actually comes from our own society. The people, our own black people who say, you're not embracing your black, you know, such and such because you want to straighten your hair and you want weave. No, because I feel like I want hair down my back right now. Yeah, because maybe my hair don't grow that long. Can I have some weave down my back today?
So it has nothing to do with jealousy or wanting to be like white girls because you want that flowing, silky type shit.
Because sometimes I want my hair long and flowy and curly, and sometimes I want to rock my natural. Sometimes I want
braids. Well, that's what's up.
It has nothing to do with wanting to be like another culture. It's just what you look in the mirror and like, hey, you know what? I want to try that look.
I feel like this
and
today.
And I feel like that with any culture. Women, we change our minds all the time, especially when it comes to our appearance. So whether it's our lipstick color.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, you know, I might want to be able to run my hands through the hair.
Okay, then you can run your hair.
But you can't
do
that through a weave, though.
Yeah, you can do it when I take it out and I wash it and blow dry. I'm
saying like the way your hair looks right now, like I want to be able to run my fingers and touch your scalp without, you know, being hindered because I like touching hair.
You can touch my scalp.
You can touch like the bottom.
Yeah, but
right
see, you all in the bottom of it, like, you know,
no, I'm not right here.
Digging in it.
Right,
I want to be able to run my fingers through your scalp and then you'll caress it like that.
Well, that goes
so
back
you
to
so you think that you can't right?
I mean, if you got a white girl, you can do that. Like,
no, you can't. Just, we just said all women wear weave.
You know what?
You gonna be really mad when you get.
And he know he has seen some white girls on set that weave and fell out, or the one little clip thing.
Yeah, on set. Yeah, but personally,
you like
my shit is just like running through there, like, you know, uninhibited. Like I can just like stroke that shit. And
that's
caress it because it's like stilky. It's not
it
a stereotype.
Really
no, the hair. The hair.
No,
the hair smells different. It just smells like, you know, a summer breeze. It don't smell like, you know.
Really?
Right.
You know, it's crazy that you say this. And I, and when I say this, you be like, Naomi, you are ignorant as hell. But no, when I grew up, and this is my grandfather used to say that, you know, when white people get wet, he said that they smell like wet dogs.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
And I don't know if that's a southern thing that he just like, but that is what he always said. That's
maybe they're just playing with dogs because they don't. They don't. But see, the thing is like if you got weave in your hair,
right?
What is that? Like if it gets wet, then it's gonna smell like a dog. If that's to be true, because black women wear weave.
But
right?
Weave doesn't come from white women.
No, what I'm saying is the same type of structure.
No, it's not.
You said when they get wet. You said when they get wet. When
I
their
said,
hair
white,
gets wet.
When white people get wet. I said when white people.
But it's the hair though.
No,
it ain't their body.
It's all over. If they just wet.
They don't smell like dogs when they get wet.
I'm just saying. You tell them. You said my papa was.
Yeah, and then my grandmother told me that white people were devils. So I grew up believing that they were actual demons. So you know.
Before,
so for the longest, like before, right? I ended up married a devil. But for the longest time, I was like, oh my god, no, it's a devil. So I couldn't talk to no white women because I grew up believing that they were devils.
Well, maybe that's why you don't love them so much now.
Right.
No, I'm not. I love black women, but y'all just got attitudes.
Are you gonna deal with that attitude? Are you willing to deal with that attitude?
Well, we have to revisit our slavery roots and then, you know, resolve those issues. And then we will one day be able to walk and do the Million Man March together.
No, that has nothing to do with the Million Man March.
Right.
You missed that Million Man March like a few years back. Like, really? All right, guys, we're going to open up the lines. Give us a call at 1-800-WET.
What chocolate?
You know, you got to stop this. Really. 1-800-938-2462. That's 1-800-938-2462.
And 1-800 wet chocolate.
All right. So, you know, we posed a question on Instagram and Twitter, and right. It actually blew the hell up.
Yes,
like,
it did.
All the comments and shit that was coming through here, it was, I knew it was going to be a great response, but I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Right.
So the thing is that why do black men tend not to want to date black women?
Right.
Right. So that was a question that I posed out there. And we got a number of different...
Can I touch on this subject?
Yes, you can. Wow.
And I'm not gonna present it from a stereotypical point of view. I'm going to present it from an experiential point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's just like, for me, when I just said that's how I grew up. I grew up having it instilled into me that white people were devils. So if you cavort with devils, like, you know, bad shit's gonna happen. So for me, it's just like, I've always been a curious type of motherfucker. So I'm just like, okay, well, if they're devils, then I need to see if that's true or not. So just like everybody else is like, you know, from the person who's never done something like that before, you know, to go from the one extreme to the other,
mm-hmm.
then you do have this sense of like, okay, well, you know, here's a blonde blue on my arm. Like, if you walk around every place, then everybody's going to be looking at you. So it's just like when you had that first experience, it's just like you're not doing it just because you're into that person. You're doing it out of something that's curious, and you're going to get a different type of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, well, she's different. Like, that means it's special. Like, I see her as something more than just an average black female, because that's what I'm used to. And that's the kind of thing, like, I don't know if everybody's been through something like that, but that's what I went through. And then I had to realize that, you know, everybody's the same. There are really no differences. It's just based on the personality.
Right.
But from the beginning, it's just like, okay, white women were seen as the prize, and everybody goes through that phase.
Mm-hmm.
At
so
first.
So when do you think when they will get out of that phase? Because you still have men that this time that's still, 50 years old that still think that prize is, you know, that blue-eyed, blonde-haired beauty.
Some men who date exclusively
mm-hmm.
white women,
mm-hmm.
they don't like black females because they believe to them that that's what it's all about. They have attitudes, they're ghetto, like, they only want one thing. So the flip side to that is just like, you know, it's easier for them to interact with a white female because the mentality is different to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a friend, like, he don't like nothing black. He's a black man, but he doesn't like anything dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you came around here, your skin is, mm-hmm. is chocolate, like, he's not going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
He despises black women because of that.
See, you know, and that's when I hear things like that, because I would never like, I would not like to say self-hatred. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's like it's something deep seated in him on why he don't like, you know, a black woman. Now, I don't know if you know if his mother is of a dark complexion.
I think that black women just didn't find him attractive. That's mm-hmm. what it was. It's mm-hmm. like for whatever reason, like they just weren't interested in dating him. And he had a more successful experience dealing with women who weren't black or other.
Right. You know, and actually I can see that, but just despise them. Right. That's like a deep rooted thing. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes when we're younger, you might not be the cutest thing in the box. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You might be the raggediest crayon in that box at that point in time. But as you grow up, you know, you do start to bring in those beautiful features. You start to grow into the person who you are. One thing is that we tend to forget is that as kids are mean. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, kids are mean and they were teased. The thing is that, you know, in your psyche, you got to remember I was a kid then. You know, we were kids then, you know, just period. So right. It's something deep rooted in there because he was ugly then, you know. He probably was.
But,
you know what
I'm saying? But you do have to go through, this thing where, you know, it could be one where you're constantly fascinated by the fact that you're interacting with somebody who has a different the contrast is different.
Okay. All right, guys, this we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break and then we're gonna come back and then we're gonna let you finish that off what you were talking about.
Okay.
All right, guys, don't forget to follow us at Chocolate Radio the Live Show, our Instagram, and right. also our Twitter at Choco the Live Show, as well as follow me, Naomi Banks. That's NYOMIBAN XXX, and
Alexander DeVoe. Everything is Alexander DeVoe at Alexander DeVoe, and Facebook is Alexander DeVoe 1.
All right, and Miss Lily.
It's Lily Azeem.
Everything is at Lily Azeem. All right, guys, we will be back to close it out. This is your girl, Naomi Banks, Chocolate Radio the Live Show.
Comprehend from Playboy to Sirius Radio, kill the national. Now she's on the web, rep Chicago internationally.
Listen, babe. Listen, babe. I hear you with this back and forth that you're doing. You're doing a lot of it, but you know what? Listen. You've been doing a lot of talking, girl. Let me place you on game. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Go ahead and take it, baby. But you know how the saying goes. Don't start it if you can't finish. I hope you know you're going for a ride. We gon' put this on a
All right, that was our boy Hakeem Romance with Bad Time here. All right, so, you know, the show has been great, but before we leave, I want to make sure that you can end off what you were talking about before, that you can end your whole thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it has a lot to do with how, you know, white females are presented, and we're talking about media as the ultimate prize.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you reach a certain level, it's just like you want to identify with that ultimate prize. So right. What is that? Like the two extremes coming together, like
right.
black man and white female.
Right. All right. So this is what I want to do. I want to thank you so much for coming. So when did your book come out and where can people find it at?
So the book comes out July 1st.
Okay.
You can find it on Amazon.com.
Nice. Right. And that's Dice Apples.
Dice
Pineapples. Did I say apples? Sorry. Dice Pineapples. All right, guys, remember, we are here every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Pacific Standard Time.
Right.
Right, you guys can come hang out with us on YouTube. You know, leave us comments. You guys can email us at info@chocolateradiotheliveshow.com. So
and
much other things.
chocolateradiotheliveshow@gmail.com.
Well, yep, there you go. Guys, remember, my girl Sapphire's Earplay is falling right behind me. She's talking about hot sex talk during the summer. So, as I always say, always keep it sexy.
Keep it sexy. Right?
That's what you say? Yeah, always keep
and
it sexy.
We say see you next time.
You say see you next
right,
time?
Right, we'll see you next time.
All right, safe sex is the best sex. Peace.
Get addicted to Chocolate Radio.